David Steiner is the latest person to hold the office. He is the 77th Postmaster General. Before taking office last week, he served on the board of FedEx, a personal detail that reignites some worries about postal reforms that some fear could limit or end rural mail service. The Midwest Newsroom's Nick Loomis has more on that, and a note, USPS is a financial supporter of NPR.
Gwen Smith walks from her front door to her mailbox and back 6 days a week. It's about a quarter mile.
I would say it's a relatively short trip to the mailbox for us rural folks.
She lives outside Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, with her husband, Alan, who is recovering from surgery for liver cancer. He also suffers from diabetes, arthritis, and the lingering effects of West Nile virus. The former Navy corpsman gets most of his medications through the mail from Veterans Affairs.
Did you find anything?
We got a parcel and a bill.
Former Postmaster General Louis DeJoy curtailed rural mail service with his Delivering for America plan, which he introduced in 2021 to stem annual losses in the billions. Still, the deficits persist, and mail delivery is slower due to a reduction in work hours, collection time changes, and the consolidation of processing facilities. Alan Smith worries about those changes and cuts made to many other government programs.
It feels to me like it's coming at me right and left. They're trying to destroy everything that supports me staying alive and functioning.
President Trump has suggested privatizing the Postal Service in both of his terms. Most recently, he has said it could be brought under the Department of Commerce. Congress set up the agency to be independent of the White House in 1971, and undoing that would require further legislation. Even though this Congress has mostly adhered to Trump's agenda, the Postal Service is a touchy political subject for lawmakers from rural states, like Republican Congressman Mike Flood of Nebraska.
Can it be modernized? Absolutely. Should it be privatized? I'd have to be sold on what the plan was before we went anywhere near that, because I know people in rural Nebraska rely on the Postal Service in its current form.
And currently, the Postal Service self-finances and generally does not count on tax dollars to fill its budget gaps.